Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Friday, a rainy Friday, the 26th day of April. We'll have Daniel Jones, the Giants' first-round pick, at 3:30. We'll remember John Havlicek later because that's important to me, even in a busy day that we do that, because to me he's one of the real greats of in the history of the sport. And we'll get a bunch of other things in. Let me say, as we talk about round one of the draft, that the Jets had a very solid draft. They kept the pick, which I'm happy they did. They got what I believe will be a difference maker. There were two they could select from. Oliver was a little risky for them, so let's leave him aside. There were two they could select from, Allen and Williams. They took Williams, no problem. I don't think there's any issue with the pick. No Jet fan could have an issue with the pick. Let's see what they do from here. Now, that's it for the Jets. Let's get to the Giants. The Giants, in a word, folks, have become sad. They have become a sad, chronic losing organization that has proved under now Gettleman's leadership that, A, you can't believe a word that Gettleman says, and B, that they don't have a plan. Because there is no plan. Because if you're going to listen to this man after last night's action, and this has nothing to do with Daniel Jones, and when he comes on, I will talk to him about his future, his role with the team, his relationship with Eli. This has nothing to do with him. He's an innocent bystander in this. But if you are the guy running this team and is making the call, and you believe that you are going to, with the sixth pick in a draft, select a franchise quarterback, which is what he has already called Daniel Jones, then Daniel Jones should be playing from day one, because that's what this league is about now. And number two, you should never, ever have had Eli Manning back on this team. There was no way it made any sense under any circumstances in terms of asset allocation, the way to rebuild this team or anything else, to have Eli Manning here and draft a quarterback at six. You either had Eli Manning here and you gave him a player at six that could help him win, because the Giants said they think they can win. That's out the window. Because on 6 and 17, they didn't even take players that I think will be highly productive. You're not going to see one. Unless things have gone completely bad in year one. And the 17th pick, who I don't think is a bad player, but if he gets to be good, he'll be snacks. And he is a 340-pound run stopper. You're not going to see him play on third down. They could tell you he's going to. He's not. He might play on third and one. Not going to rush your quarterback. They did not get anybody that could, they did not fix that defense. They passed on a terrific player, one that Tom Coughlin jumped on, even though he didn't need him, and had his own holes to fill. He couldn't pass on what he called, and this is from Tom, a superior player in Josh Allen. And this is not a debate right now. We can have that debate on the side of whether or not Daniel Jones was the right quarterback to pick. Is he the right player? That is a separate debate. This is about the plan for the team. And what I come away with is they don't have a plan. They send veteran players away. They act like they're trying to win now. And then what they do is, with the most important asset they had, the sixth pick in the draft, where you have to, as a bad team, get a playmaker. They got a guy who is going to stand there with a clipboard next year. That's how he's going to help this team win. So you tell me how they're trying to win with Eli Manning if the guy they got at six is cannot help him, that they can't be on the field together. Unless he's got another position he plays. This is utter nonsense. This is a team that has not a clue what it's doing. Or just talks out of both sides of its mouth. And then I hear all this crazy stuff that Ada Manning's, you know, they were in charge of this. They brought him here. You think Eli Manning's happy that they drafted a quarterback six who now is in play? Remember, he got on the field because the Giants, with a winning record, took a future Hall of Fame quarterback and put him on a bench so they could play their future. This is how Gettleman and Shermer are going to play this, because Shermer already said it. Eli's job is to keep him on the bench, which means although we don't have any clue how we're going to get enough players, considering we have basically sent a bunch of them away and haven't replaced them, we don't know how we're going to have a defense since we have no pass rush. But should we somehow win, we'll take the credit. And if we lose, we'll put the kid in at quarterback, bench Eli, and say, hey, it's about next year. That's their fallback position. And that's exactly what it is, a fallback position. That's what this is about. And that's what Eli Manning sees. And that's why they called Eli Manning last night, because I don't know what they told him, but I guarantee you he was a little surprised that they took a quarterback at six. And the idea that he orchestrated them to take a quarterback at six is utterly ridiculous. You want me to prove it to you? Eli has already canceled his show for this year because he doesn't like the thought of being on that show weekly if he isn't the starting quarterback. That's how sure he is he's going to be the starting quarterback this year. He sees the handwriting on the wall, and if you don't, well, pay attention. They don't have enough players to be good. They didn't get the pass rusher they needed. And there would have been everything would have had to fall into place for them to have a good team. That's how many holes they have to fill. They have massive holes to fill. They sent away good players. And I thought they had a plan and they were going to take a shot at it. But it's a bunch of garbage when you do that and you say, we're behind Eli. We think we can win with Eli. And then we take the sixth pick in the draft. And instead of getting a pass rusher who could maybe be a difference maker, they get a kid who's going to carry a clipboard. How does that make you better? Garbage. Nonsense. This is about we found. I'm in love. In love. Give me a break. If you were in love with the quarterback, then put him out there. Let him play, and you should have used your assets by getting rid of Eli and use that money to get more players. Because the Giants would like to win a couple of games and not be the new doormats of the league anymore, which they've become over the last 6 years. The Giants now act like losers. They have no plan like losers. And the people running the team, in my estimation, are losers. I don't believe a word Gettleman says, not a word. He lied to everybody about what he was doing, which is fine, okay? Now live with it. But the idea that you're going to sell somebody that the best plan is to, with a team, and don't give me this Kansas City garbage. First of all, there's no Mahomes in the building. Secondly, that team won 12 and 10 games the 2 years before Mahomes stepped on the field. They were already a playoff team. This team has been awful with no defense. I mean, to me, the Giants are now an utter embarrassment. And I'm telling you, they have no plan, folks, no plan. And I don't know if Jones is going to be good or bad. He didn't excite me this year, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be a good player. I don't know if he's going to be the next Eli Manning or the next Dave Brown. And neither did the Giants. We're going to find that out. But what we do know is I can guarantee you that if the Giants are 3-6 or 3-7, because they have a rotten defense, or because the guys they brought in didn't do the job, or whatever the reason may be, you will see them play next year's quarterback, and that will be the end of Eli Manning's career. And Eli will go out, quite ironically, the same way he came in, putting what I think will be a future Hall of Fame quarterback on the bench, which is what Eli did with about 7 games left in his rookie year. Put a future Hall of Fame quarterback on the bench. Because that way, it's about next year. And they can sell you about next year. And they can stop talking about the mess they created this year. And they can talk to you about next year. When teams start talking to you about next year in the middle of this year, it's because they don't know what the hell they're doing. And this group doesn't know what the hell they're doing. Because there was no plan here. No plan. How the heck are you going to win this year with Eli Manning if the guy who you were going to pick with the 6th pick, who's got to be a playmaker for you, is a guy who cannot step on the field with Eli Manning? And if you were so in love, then why did you spend all this money and have now spent, look how much money they have spent in quarterbacks between the 2 contracts, on a team that has no chance to win? Forget whether they could have got Jones at 17. Listen, we can debate that one till the cows come home. I don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's true. I have no idea. Could they have gotten him at 10? Maybe. I don't know. You know what? Who knows? Who cares? The bottom line is, I believed him when he came on my show and he said, we think we can win with Eli Manning and we're going to put pieces around Eli Manning. And I believed it. He told me a lie. Because what he put around him is a future quarterback who can't help Eli Manning. And they talk about 3 years. You think they're paying Eli Manning for 2 more years after this? You're out of your mind. Eli's going to go out. Here's the bottom line. They figure they can't lose. If Eli wins, we take the credit. If he doesn't, we put the kid in. But how's he going to win with this defense? Where's the pass rush? You're going to get it from Lawrence? Oh, yeah, I forgot. Lawrence plays all these positions at 340 pounds. You buy that one, too? Plays all these different positions at 340 pounds. Yeah, he's going to be a great edge rusher at 342 pounds. The best he could be would be another Snacks. And listen, you know, folks, I don't love Snacks. I liked him as a player. I understood him going. I understood the moves they made and why they did them. Some of them. But I thought they had a plan. And the worst thing you can have is an organization that doesn't have a plan. And this one takes 1 step forward, 2 steps back, 1 to the left, 1 to the right, and it has not stopped. And that's why they've become one of the laughing stocks in the NFL and have one of the worst records in the league in the last 6 years. Face it, the Giants have become, they've become football clowns. They're chronic losers now. And John Mara and Tish and the people over there better figure out a way to get out of this cycle, because they're in the middle of it and they did nothing last night to make it better. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.